Well, what I was going to say is that, so on the way here, I listened to last year's this episode.
Yeah.
Just trying to remember what we did. I mean, it's an hour long and I only had about 10 minutes to sort of get the gist. So I was like flicking, you know, you can flick 30 seconds. Yeah. It's my favourite new game because you just listen to like 3 seconds of, you know, like when you're walking past strangers and you get snippets of conversation. So my favourite one that I landed on was you going, maybe it isn't a song about cyborg hands.
Maybe it isn't.
I don't even remember what that was.
What a roller coaster it was yesterday.
Right. Welcome, gang. It's Eurovision week. Oh. Bonjour.
I can't think of any other languages.
It's fine. You only need English and French.
Oh, yeah. Hello.
Hi. Salut. Yes, semi-final one is done.
Mm.
Some great songs got through. Some awful songs got through.
One in particular.
Oh, we'll get onto that.
Yeah, livid. Absolutely livid. I knew it was going to get through. I just...
Oh.
We were... So we were not together last night, but we were tweeting and sometimes duplicate tweeting because we have the same thought. We are the same mind.
We had this big chat in the afternoon and I was like, what we'll do is we'll both tweet and we'll just sign it with our initials at the end. It'll be fine. And Joe was like, oh, I don't know because we'll just make all the same jokes. I was like, I mean, we share some opinions, but that's not going to happen. And then literally...
It was the second tweet.
The second tweet, which was about Gina G. I picked up my phone to tweet, oh, someone's channeling Gina G. And there was a text from Jerry going, do you want to do the Gianna's on Gina G?
It was quite stressful. I found it quite stressful because like I'd write something and then I'd go, hang on a second, because I could see that a tweet had just, I'd done it all on my, I was doing it on my computer because it was easier to type.
Yes.
But I could see like a tweet had just come through and I'm like, is that Michael? Has he just written the same thing? But then once we got into the flow of it, but we were WhatsApping each other as well, and that right at the end I would in caps I was going, they better not get through, and then they did. Unbelievable.
We'll reveal who that is. Well, I'm sure you know if you watched it, because you know they'll be the shit ones that got through. So, fruits of my research, which you heard about at the top, we're gonna do some parish notices. We're gonna do some advice for Rice, and we're gonna talk about the ones that didn't get through and give them a proper airing and see them off on their merry way. And we'll do a quick fire round of opinions on the ones that did get through.
Yep.
The good, the bad, and Slovenia.
It's in a class of its own.
Yes.
Yeah.
Parish notices.
Let's just crack on.
I think that Gina
just never had off.
She's coming.
Parish notices.
Right. First. Sorry, Jerry had a little rant, but you'll hear the full version later.
Yeah.
Right. First things first, Madonna hasn't signed her contract.
Oh, Madonna.
Now, we mentioned that this might happen.
That's lovely.
I actually had a message about this from Crete.
Really?
From Greece.
Entire nation text you?
Yes, the entire nation of Greece texted me to say, do I know what's going on with this?
Mm.
So, like we said, Live Nation had announced it, but the EBU had and still have not announced that Madonna is playing. So, and then I don't know if you remember, but we said that the Eurovision switch.
Yep. Which I'm actually more excited about.
Me too.
I say.
Hadn't been allocated a slot, and I think it's the backup plan in case Madonna.
Well,
do you remember that?
Yes.
The wheels on the bus
go
round and round, round and round.
God. Yeah, that just came flooding back into my mind.
If that's on YouTube, it'll be linked.
Yeah. But we said that, though, didn't we? When they announced it, we said they're trying to force their hand. Because if you announce something so everyone goes, oh, my God, Madonna, then it kind of puts them in a position that they've got the power because they can go, oh, yeah, by the way, though,
we want this and this. Yeah. So haven't they been watching Brexit at all? Europe doesn't work like that. They don't back down.
You can have as many meaningful votes about it as you want, but they just won't fucking back down.
Yeah. If you want Madonna to perform, she will have to accept freedom of movement.
Mm. And I think she has. A few times.
Latest on that is that she has been spotted landing in a private jet in Tel Aviv last night. So she's in Israel.
With her pen to sign the contract.
Yeah, let's hope. I'm hopeful it will go ahead. But also, I'm really excited for Eurovision Switch. Yeah. So,
do you reckon she'll do like a big rival concert if they don't? She'll just perform at the same time. Try and get people there. But I don't know.
Yeah, try and lure the gays away from Eurovision. Yeah. It won't work.
No, because they're there and they're committed to it. You can't...
Yeah. They were kissing each other last night.
Yes.
We'll come to that.
Yeah.
Now, the rumour is that she's going to do her 1-2-1-2 song that we reviewed.
Yep.
And also something from her back catalogue, highly rumoured, is that she's going to do Like a Prayer. Now, I think that's a mistake.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you what for. I think she
and
should...
And here's why.
I think she should do Vogue for the Hummers, and also, you know, the bit with the rap where she's like, James Dean, replace it with Eurovision acts.
Oh, fuck off. That would be amazing.
I'll write it for you, Manch.
Yeah. Send it to her. Tweet it to her. Do it now. We'll just pause this. You write the thing. We'll tweet it to her. Yeah, that would be
Donna
amazing.
Donna International, Netta 2.
Oh, my God. Yeah, write it, tweet it, because even if that doesn't happen, we'll record it.
Yeah.
I've got a leotard you could whack on just to for my pleasure. Nothing to do with Madonna. Sorry, I don't know where I went with that. Interesting. Yeah, Like a Prayer. It's a bit, is that the right place to do it? It's quite tense there.
I really think she should do Vogue.
Yeah, I would do Vogue. Or Get Into the Groove just for, you know, yeah.
Old school.
Yeah. Go all the way.
What's your favourite from the back catalogue?
My first album that I had of hers was True Blue. Mm-hmm. So anything on that album, but La Isla Bonita was my go-to.
Do you love that song?
It's where I learned all my Spanish.
I learned some from Jerry Halliwell.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Machico Latino whatever it is. So I love all that stuff on there. I like Jimmy from that album, but purely because my sister used to sing it all the time. And so now I just think of my sister. But anything for... And then Like a Prayer is an excellent album. She should just play the two albums.
Ray of Light. Yeah.
That reminds me of uni. Music reminds me of uni.
I like music.
Yeah. Just do a massive gig, Madonna. Do a big tour gig, like a big stadium.
Well, she's announced UK dates.
Oh, has she?
She has.
Should we go?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes! I don't even understand why I'm not trying to... Well, it's only announced, I can't buy tickets yet. Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah.
I mean that.
Yeah. It's on air.
We have to now. People will want to know how it went. I've never seen her live.
No. And she's one of those people that I want to see before I die or they die.
Yeah. And I appreciate that she'll only sing every other song, but that's fine.
I don't care.
It's a bit like Donna International, we'll get onto that. I don't care.
No, it's just there for the face.
Yeah, and which somehow looks younger than it did 20 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, the joys of surgery or...
I mean, very Botox. Good surgery if
it's
it is.
Very good.
Like, she looks amazing.
Yeah, I reckon it's bull semen.
I do. I think it might be injections. Because with surgery, we're getting well out of whack. We're miles away from talking about Donna.
Yeah.
But we are now. With surgery, obviously, you can tell
that
someone's had surgery.
And it doesn't look.
Yeah, and it's not that look, but very smooth.
Yeah.
Genuinely younger than 20 years ago.
Yeah. I know. I'm jealous, if I'm honest with you.
What do you use?
Yeah.
Tell us.
Please tell us.
Right, let's get back to the news.
Okay.
So those of you watching on the BBC, and actually maybe all over Europe, I should have asked my friend in Greece, will notice that towards the latter end of the contest, the signal went.
Yeah.
I've since watched it on iPlayer. It's the same on iPlayer, no signal, for the last sort of 5 minutes or so of the show. I haven't been able to find out why. Obviously, Tel Aviv comes with more security risk than your average Eurovision Song Contest. So, you know, it, at the time I was concerned, but there's no news, so I'm guessing everything is fine. But what did happen was that right at the beginning of the show, the CAN, which is the Israeli broadcaster, they were streaming on their version of iPlayer. It got hijacked and it was replaced with a broadcast saying that the contest had been attacked.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Which obviously wasn't true.
See, because what I'm envisaging for the thing at the end, you know, in Strictly Ballroom, when they turn the music off at the end and they sort of pull the plug out and then the two little kids run in and they lock themselves in the room and then the other woman comes along, and I'll probably link this YouTube. So I'm envisaging like campus tits, people in sequins, unplugging huge plugs and then plugging them back in right at the minute, last minute. Yeah. But that's just in my mind.
Well, for all we know, that's exactly what happened.
I hope so.
Isn't it great? The news. And then the last bit of parish notices is the odds have updated for you betting folk, because obviously seven people are out.
Yes.
Australia are up the rankings.
Ooh.
They are predicted to come third. Netherlands still number one. Oh. Sweden number two.
Oh, good.
Russia, I mean, Russia was top and then it was second. And now I can't even see it. Can you see it?
No.
Fourth. Oh. Yeah. It's still right there.
Yeah.
Now, Michael Rice is still 22nd. Three places below Slovenia at 19.
Wow.
I mean...
Wow.
But ahead of San Marino, so...
But I do
take
like...
Take our victories where we can.
I do like the tweet that I saw where people saying what will really get on the nerves of any sort of Brexiteers is if the whole, like, there's a campaign for the whole of Europe to vote for Britain, so that if we do leave, when we do, whatever happens with it, who knows, that we then have to host an expensive competition which
celebrates
Europe and its unity.
And homosexuality, yeah. Sometimes.
So that, I'm fully behind that campaign.
Yes.
So get... voting.
To all our European listeners, vote Europe and stick it to them.
Yeah, because it will really piss them
off.
Vote
Europe, vote UK. Vote Europe. We should have voted Europe and we didn't.
Well, we did, but that's by the by.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, but yeah, I like that campaign. I'm fully behind it.
Yes.
And I hope that there are some vindictive bitches that wanna stick it to the right wing.
And if you want to vote for somebody else, I would urge you to vote for Australia.
Yeah.
Because unlike what the Australian commentary team and Ryan Clark asserted on the BBC last night, if Australia win, they cannot, I'm afraid, host the contest in Australia. The rules say they have to pick a host country and host the contest in Europe. And if they don't pick the country of their queen...
Yeah.
I'll be livid.
Yeah.
So that's another way through the back door of getting a Brexited United Kingdom to have to host a Festival of Europe.
Yeah. So that's where we are. I know who's got my vote. So, yeah, hopefully that will come to pass.
Fingers crossed.
It's about bloody time.
although I learned, like, it's been like, 40-something, nearly 50 years since France won. Bless them.
Really?
Yeah, we're like whinging about 21 years.
What are we, oh, God. They're like going, shut up.
Yeah.
Look at us.
Get over it.
Yeah.
Look at Notre Dame.
Yeah.
And look, you know, it's been 50 years. Oh,
that's a good point.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, okay.
And the French are effortlessly cool.
Yeah.
They're always so cool. Maybe they're just too cool for school.
Yeah. They haven't put enough French rap in.
Oh, my God, I love French rap.
So that's my problem with it. But we'll come on to that. We'll come on to thoughts on that. I have some. I can't say them all.
For legal reasons.
For legal reasons. But yeah.
Well, to dig you out of this hole then, should we do advice for rice?
Let's do advice for rice.
Advice for rice.
Ooh, that's nice. What advice are we giving him?
Well, it's show week.
Yeah.
So I think it should all be like show performance related.
Yes.
I mean, when hasn't it been? Anyway.
Yeah. I would say don't be drunk.
Okay.
Yeah.
Drink, fine.
Drink enough, but not too much.
Not too much. Don't start till song 9.
Yeah. Unless we are song 7. Oh, no, we're not.
No.
Do we? No, we don't know where we are.
Well, no, we're not meant to because it's not released, but the Israeli entry...
Yeah.
Gibbity gab gab.
Oh, yes, he was
like,
wasn't
yeah,
he?
Song number 14. I'm like, how do you know that?
How do you know what song?
They haven't done
are?
The draw yet.
Hmm.
Or have they?
Did they pick the. Yeah, because they could just go, okay, here's the order, and then this is the order of the people, the 10 in semi final 2. They could
oh,
just go,
maybe.
We're going to go, this is the order that they're going to be.
But I'd heard a couple of years ago, they. Because it used to be random.
Yeah, yeah.
But to try and make it a more interesting, you know, 2 hours, they then stopped making it random so that it, you know, it could go like slow song, fast song and mix it up a bit rather than like having 5 ballads in a row.
Oh, because there was a year where it was just like ballad, 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 upbeat, and they probably won.
Yeah. But maybe it's the host country, I don't know, but maybe you get to be like... You know, we're not singing second.
Yeah.
You get to pick exactly where you go.
Oh, I wonder who's second.
Who's going to get second?
I bet it'll be us. Yeah. Yeah, damn it.
A genuinely amazing song.
Second. Oh, dear.
Yes, that's good. I had an idea, but we've got 2 more shows, so I'll give my advice for Rice on the next.
Okay, just before the actual show.
He needs a bit of prep time. So
okay.
I'll do this one on the next semi-final show.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, good.
Great. So drink a little, not a lot.
Yeah, nice. I mean, I say nice. I said it.
Nice so. Advice.
nice advice for rice. Let's do a sting and crack on. So, what should we crack off? That's a whole other show. Sorry.
Well, the show cracks off with Netta, so shall we crack off with a bit of Netta?
Let's crack.
We'll calm down while we watch it.
Okay. I didn't watch that beginning bit.
Oh, you didn't see the John Lewis advert?
I did, but like you say, I was getting all my acerbic tweets ready.
Yeah.
So I hadn't watched it properly. Like, I've been aware of it, and I remember seeing the, what you made her dream come true, and she made ours, welcome to Tel Aviv. And so I saw that bit, and it was like a John Lewis ad, but actually when you watch... What it was, it is a bit emotional.
It takes most. Yeah. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
But yes, last night I was just too busy making jokes about it being a John Lewis advert to watch it.
Yeah.
So it's good to catch on.
Yeah, yeah. It was emotional. I'm glad I had the time to watch the song and not, otherwise I would have just come back on here going, oh my God. So yeah, I've pulled myself together.
Lovely performance of Toy.
Yep.
Very slick.
Yeah, very slick.
I mean, let's. Where the fuck is Ellen DeGeneres?
Yeah, livid, absolutely
How
livid.
How dare she? Like, oh, I don't need you anymore.
Yeah, she helped you. You climbed to victory on her shoulders, and then you just cast her aside. Where is she now?
For men, I thought this was a song about female empowerment.
Yeah.
You can't just put men in heels and go, oh, that's good enough. It's not. I want Ellen DeGeneres.
We want Ellen. Yeah, gutted she wasn't there. But yeah, it was good.
Yeah. Also thought it was funny at the end when she's like talking to the audience like it was a stadium tour. Yeah. Like, no, you're done, love.
Yeah. Hop get it. Off, we've got to start the show. It's long enough.
It's not your show. Thanks for coming back. Now piss off.
Oh, but the presenters.
The presenters.
Wow.
Now, Leonard DiCaprio's ex-girlfriend,
yeah,
came dressed as Gina G.
Yes.
Loved it.
Yeah.
But it turns out that when the other three said to her, oh, yeah, we're going to dress as people from Eurovision, they were lying.
Yeah. And so it's just her. Just her. Like, guys.
I thought you were coming as Cliff Richard.
In his leather jerkin. Oh, Lord. Oh, but I mean,
you said you were coming as not Cheryl Baker.
Your skirt off. They were interesting, the presenters. It was kind of,
they're a lot better than the average.
Yeah, but there was like awkward bants. I liked the awkward bants with what's his chops, the Eurovision guy, John.
Oh, John Olesand.
Yeah.
Yes, that was mega awkward.
That was just awkward, where he tried to make a joke. He said something like, oh, have you got the votes? And he went, I've got the votes.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe I have. Maybe I haven't.
It's like, seriously, just give us
it's
the
a really stressful
votes.
Job, so yeah. Stop fucking
do
around.
Do you have the votes, or do I need to contact someone in my ear?
I actually thought my favourite was Bar Raffaele.
Yeah.
Not just because she dressed as Gina G.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, there were some. I mean, it's a big gig, and they were obviously very nervous, and there were moments of getting tongue tied for all of them. And you know, they're not speaking in their native language, so we'll give them a break on that. But it was they definitely were fairly slick and far less annoying than your average Eurovision presenter, especially the Portuguese Spice Girls.
Oh God, they were annoying.
They did do this weird thing, though. So and when they break away after a few songs and, like, hang out in the green room, they weren't in the green room. No. They were in front of a green room green screen.
Which was just...
And then, like throwing comments backwards as if, you know, hey, guys, are you having fun? It's like, we can see that you're not there.
We know that you're not, that they can't hear you.
How stupid do you think we are?
I mean, some people are quite stupid.
Well, we're not.
No.
We're not. We are stupid. We're not that stupid.
Yeah, exactly. But I did like it when they'd disappear or somebody was, like, fucking about behind and she just went, what are you doing? You're detracting from my link. Oh, it's very funny.
Yeah. But also, like, I can't remember his name. Asiazar.
Yeah.
He was very open, actually.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you know, I know that he's got a Spanish husband.
Yeah.
I know that he was in the closet in 1998 and Dana International helped. Like, he really put his heart on his sleeve for us.
Yeah.
Which was nice.
He was the only funny one in the Scott Mills Finding Madonna skit.
Yes.
He was the only funny thing about that.
Yes.
So I would, based on that audition, I'd hire him for something funny.
Yeah.
But then it could just be, you know, you can cover it in glitter, but it's still shit. But yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if Leonard was watching. I wonder what he thought. If you're watching, if you're listening, Leonard, give us a tweet.
If you're watching. Get away. Why are you in my back garden?
You freak.
Right, shall we...
So I guess what we need to do now is work out in the order of the contest who didn't make it through first.
Yeah.
So what's the first song?
Let's find out. Falling, I'm in heaven, falling, I'm in heaven, falling, straight into your heart. Falling, I'll get you while you're falling. Wow.
Ooh.
So that was Montenegro, to help if I could speak.
It's Heaven or Falling. Yeah. I mean, they sing Falling a lot, but I think the song is called Heaven.
It's Heaven, yeah. And it's like an episode in The Apprentice has been asked to design an airline's uniform. That's what they look like.
Boy, did they mess it up.
Yeah, didn't they?
So
Alan Sugar would be livid. Oh, it's just awful. But yeah.
I wanted a plane, not a stain. So there's a guy who does all the high singing. We call him Mel C.
Yeah.
And, like, he's got this weird clip-on jewellery to his shirt.
Mm.
Oh, and, I mean, that's the worst fashion thing for me.
Yeah. And just the weird scarves coming round, like, that attach to one lapel and then the end of it is... Well, you just need to go and look. I can't.
It's awful. So it starts out like S Club 7, but bad. Yeah. And then after the first chorus, it gets Irish and it's all like Bewitched.
Yeah. And then...
It's so weird.
And then they do some weird primary school country dancing near the end.
Oh, which is really awkward. Yeah. They don't know what they're doing. And then one of the girls sort of nearly falls over, starts pissing herself and doesn't sing the last line of the song because she's pissing herself.
She's just laughing.
I mean, the harmonies are classic, too difficult to pull off live Eurovision harmonies. They should have chosen something simpler.
Because
sing in thirds.
And also, though, it's like the mix on the... Because obviously they've probably just got a blanket... There's not somebody there, I could be wrong, but I don't think there's somebody there tweaking all the levels of each mic to make sure that it's level, to make sure that it, you know, you kind of have to do it a little bit yourself as a singer, and they just can't. And so you've got some bit where, near the end, where they all just start riffing really badly, like not a proper, it's just people going, while the others are doing really bad harmony. And then you just hear one person, you know, like that kid in assembly that's really loud and the mum's like, oh, you can hear him. Mm. Yeah, but you shouldn't be able to.
No, they're meant to blend.
Yeah, and it's just very, it's just all over the place. But when we listened to the track, we were kind of a bit meh about it.
And actually, I remember thinking, they're going to be tricky harmonies to pull off live.
Yeah. Yeah.
They were.
Especially that end bit when one of you decides not to sing.
Yeah, that'll help.
Yeah. So
we're not sad it didn't go through.
No, no. I mean, because I don't know how they could have fixed any of that for the final. But, you know, we shall see. Who is next?
Finland. Oh. And it is Darude.
Oh, yes.
Of 1999 hit.
Yeah.
Stormvind? No, Storm something.
No, that was the...
That one.
That song.
Yeah.
I don't know what
something
it's called.
About storms.
Yeah, we'll look it up.
Don't last forever. In my head. Am I the only one? Sit in my head. Where the war has just begun. We look away. Look away. Look away. Look away.
That was like they'd gone to a club in Ibiza in 2004 and just picked a guy and a podium dancer and gone, hey, do you want to come do Eurovision? And then they've immediately transported them to Eurovision because he's knackered.
Yeah.
And he's vocally exhausted.
It's not a great vocal.
At all.
I think it's potentially a great song if it's well sung.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I'm a big fan of Darude and I love a good 90s dance beat.
And it had a lot of box ticking. It had a guy fake playing the keyboard.
Yeah.
It had a contemporary dancer.
She was great.
And then she disappeared, but then she was on the screen in the background underwater. It's like she dived into the water and then suddenly she came back. You know,
it's like she's plucked from the beginning of a Bond movie.
Yeah. And that ticked a lot of boxes for me, but just not
him.
Not him.
Not the singer. Sebastian someone.
Yeah.
So I think we didn't say very much, but I mean, what more can we say?
I think
that's why that didn't go through.
I think bang on the people that could vote last night. Bang on with that.
You
decision.
Nailed it with this one.
Yeah, well done.
You also nailed it with the next one. Oh my God. Let's watch Poland. I mean, that was awful.
I mean...
So it sounds like Tattoo are murdering the Bangles. That's what I tweeted.
Yeah. Which is true.
It's so bad.
But then they're in weird, like, native dress.
I presume like traditional Polish dress. It's not run of the mill.
No.
Let's put it like that.
You don't see people walking down the high street in that.
No, well, not in the UK.
No.
So, I mean, I don't want to accidentally offend Polish people, but it's, you know, it's out there.
Yeah.
It's a style choice which has got personality.
Yeah.
Even if the song doesn't.
It's got character.
But the singers, ironically, literally blank face.
It's like they're reading the lyrics of the song on the back of their heads, like on their eyes. There's just nothing there.
They've got more personality in the VT behind of them.
Yeah, that's what I was looking at because I couldn't look at them because it was dead behind the eyes.
Po-faced. Yeah. Poland. That's what it is. Oh, you're a genius. I should have voted for you.
I
get it now.
Yeah, I see what they were just really clever. They went one layer deeper than we were expecting.
Poland, yeah, po-faced. Next year, they'll get a Teletubby to perform for them.
Yeah. Which one was he? The purple one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's a genuine question.
Yeah.
Pose the red one.
Oh, okay.
Don't you know anything?
No. I was a bit after my time, and I was scared by the baby son thing. That's just freaky. Weird. Yeah.
I wonder where that baby is now.
I'm sure they did something about that. Or was that the Nirvana baby? I can't remember, but I'm sure somebody will look that up because I want to know now.
Yeah.
I want to know. Maybe we've worked with them. That would be
oh
weird.
Oh, my God.
It?
Can you imagine an actor?
They're like, yeah, what have you done? Oh, I was the baby on Teletubbies. What? Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah.
And then I was at the Globe.
Yeah. You should see my Richard III. Okay.
Right. So next is Slovenia, which got through. The Czech Republic, which got through. And then, let's watch Hungary.
Okay. I really liked that song.
Me too. I'm a big fan of Jossi. He's been in Eurovision before. I didn't realise, he came out last night and I was like, oh my God, it's the guy from 2 years ago. We'll try and link his entry from 2 years ago. I bloody loved that song. I do really like this entry and I'm really sad it's not made it through to the final. I did prefer the 2017 song, but yeah, he's great.
I don't think that's why people didn't vote for him.
No, because
I don't know why they didn't vote for him.
But fools.
Yeah, I liked it. I liked his man bun. I liked his bare feet. I liked the song. I thought it was nice.
Yeah. Well, both times the reason I've liked him is because it's well sung. Mm. Even though I don't even understand what he's saying because I don't speak the language, it's beautiful and heartfelt and moving. And
this is what we were saying, that more I really like that over the last few years, people are singing in their native languages again, and it's not just all English. I really like it when they do that because I think you can see when it's a really good song. Mm. Not see. You can hear because you, I'm invested in what he's singing about, and it doesn't matter that I don't understand the language that he's singing because he's speaking in the language of music.
International.
Yeah, and so that you can understand.
Yeah.
And we were saying about Sweden last week, it doesn't matter because it's just a nice song and he's singing it well.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Like one of my favourite Eurovision songs is Poupée du C, Poupée du Son. No idea what Poupée du C means, but I love that song.
Yes, yes. I'm sad that didn't. I think that's the sort of first mistake. That's the first mistake.
First of many. No, not too many, but some.
Yeah. So I'm sad.
Gutted.
Yeah, I was hoping that he was going to go through because that would have been nice in the final. Mm. I keep saying nice, and that's a really bland word. But
do you know, he's proving our Eurovision rules. Eurovision rules, correct? Which is don't come back. Look at Alexander last year.
Yeah,
shouldn't have come back. Look at Cliff.
Look at Cliff.
Only Johnny Logan can come back.
Yeah, and then not come back but get someone to be his mouthpiece.
Yeah.
Bloody Linda fucking Martin.
I'm never going to let that go.
We should get her on.
Sure, she'd love to come on our little show.
We'd just be sat there going, fucking, what do you want?
Yeah.
How is it for you?
Do you think you should have won?
Well, I'll text her.
Let's watch Michael Ball. Let's see what we think of him. Hey, Linda.
Who's next?
Next is Belarus. Did they go through?
I think they did, didn't they? Oh, Belarus, which was the Belarus...
Belarus was Brittany. Yeah, she went through. Yeah. And then after that is Serbia. She went through. Game of Thrones.
Yes.
And then it's Belgium. Belgium did not go through.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Let's watch that.
The fake drums.
So here's the thing. If you whacked the drum really hard, it doesn't matter. No one's going to hear.
Yeah.
Like, all I can think is that they're like fake almost hitting the drums because they're like, why do you want to make a noise? Because, you know, I'm not actually playing the drum. We won't hear, but we can see.
So
hit the fucking drum.
Yeah, make it look realistic. And he's adorable. He's very young. Apparently he's doing his exams and he's just taken a few days off to come and do Eurovision.
Bless. He's back there now.
Yeah, he's just gone back. Oh, bye. His jacket's too big.
Way too big.
But, you know, and it's adorable, but it's just a bit meh, one level. And like we were just saying, do you think, like, that they watched it in the rehearsal? Because, like, that song is not... Compared to some of the other ones, even if you listen to the album, although it is a bit of an earworm now, but as a live performance, do you think they watched it and went, oh, I don't know if we
maybe
can...
we made him a mistake. Do you think this could win?
No, I don't.
I'm not sure it'll make it to the final.
No, let's add some smoke.
Yeah, and. Okay, well, if we had some drums, and then what we'll do is we'll get it to go red from the middle at the beginning, and then with the drums, it'll look a bit like Miss Saigon. And then
that'll get the gaze.
Exactly. And then once we look, then we'll, because we can't pull that off for 3 minutes, because it's not an Asian song. So we'll, then what we'll do is we'll change the background to something like Tron. Yes, that's what we'll do.
And didn't work, but fair play.
Nice attempt.
Yeah.
I'm afraid it had to go. And it's a shame because I love Belgium.
Yeah.
I love a Belgium song.
Like
Laura from a few years ago, she did the disco song. I mean, I'm a sucker for disco.
Yeah.
I think that should have won.
Yeah, I think that should have won. I was rooting for that to win.
So better luck next year. Give us some more disco, Belgium.
Yeah.
You're good at it.
Yeah, exactly. Come back next year with some disco. That's what we want. If you can hear any sort of scratching noises, that's my cat trying to get in.
Do you need to feed her or something?
No, it's not. She's just being a dick. That time. She's just being an arsehole. Because she's like, oh, I'm missing out. She gets major FOMO.
Yeah.
So, and she
doesn't even... You don't even like Eurovision.
Yeah, she didn't bloody watch it last night.
Right?
You're going to have to wait till we've edited it and then you can listen to it. But yeah, so sorry about that. She's kind of pissed off now, but yeah.
Good.
Anyway, sorry, who's next?
Georgia.
So that was anti-smoking song.
Which ironically had lots of fire.
Yeah. Hammering that point home.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, we don't speak Georgian. No. But it sounds like at points he's singing, give me some cigarettes. Right. And then the backing singers, who I've called Old Devo, they're like, cigarettes are bad for you. have a listen.
Yeah. And he looks like Lee Francis, the guy that plays Avid Merion.
Amongst many others.
Amongst many other things. Yeah. It was just, I'm not bothered.
It's a bit of a dull song.
Yeah,
and
not bothered.
Although he's got like a rocky voice and at first it sounds quite impressive, he struggled to stay in tune.
Yeah, quite badly.
Yeah.
Struggled to stay in tune.
And then he's all rocky and Old Diva are all like operatic. That was a bit of a weird dichotomy.
Weird juxtaposition of styles there. You can't see what I'm doing with my hands, but it's very good.
Now, interestingly, last year I remember, well, I don't remember, I listened to it on the way here, as I've already revealed. There were lots of people flouting health and safety regulations, and they did not go through. Now, that actually has been quite a safe contest.
Yes.
Well risk assessed.
Yeah.
I suppose the excess of fire is the closest we've got to danger.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's fine, really.
But I think there's, you know, Kevin's at the back, you know, they make sure they're in a secluded place, they're not endangering the performers.
Yeah,
it's been very,
it's all
well
very
assessed.
Safe. Yeah. All very safe.
Yeah.
So just those who are interested in health and safety, we'll see what the second semi-final brings. But
yeah.
Semi-final one, safest houses.
Yeah, they did us proud. Thank you. Thank you, Tel Aviv.
And that's how well we thought of Georgia. We are talking about health and safety.
Yeah.
So we need to move on to the last song that didn't make it through. Which I think is a shame, but we'll talk about it more afterwards. It's Portugal.
You go.
I love it.
Yeah. So on second watching as well, you just appreciate the performance of it. It's a performance. And I actually really like the song. You put a military drum in something and I am yours.
Yeah. I think that if Lady Gaga sang that song, wore that outfit and gave that performance, it would be number one tomorrow.
Yeah.
It was different, it was committed, it was stylish, and yeah, it might not have been your jam, but I mean, Chesney got through and he couldn't sing, and Slovenia got through and they were dull as dishwater. Like, this had personality and performance. The backing dancer was on point in Nike Air Maxes.
Yeah.
He had a plastic beard. Yeah, okay, it's weird, but it's, you know, it's at least saying something.
But they were committed. I think that's what I liked about it, and that's what I always like about Portugal, even if it's not my jam, is that they are committed to what they're doing at that point. So, like, even the when they broke the mould with them do it when they won, it was like this kind of, you know, weird thing that didn't fit into what was going on the rest of the contest. Everyone else was doing big, like, diva numbers, and they just came out and did this cute little love song.
Yeah.
And then, you know, with this, they're just really committed to what they're doing. And it's, however you feel about the style, it, you know, and plus I love that green.
It's a good green.
It's a
I
good
love the
green.
Track. I think maybe it suffered because, unlike us, people don't relate to songs when they're not in the English language.
Yeah.
And maybe that's what happened to Hungary as well.
Yeah.
Because I would happily take Estonia and Slovenia out and put Portugal and Hungary in.
Yeah. I second that. Second it. Motion carried.
Great. Next meeting is June. So maybe it's the English language thing, in which case I want to say, Europe, come on, get over it.
So only the people who were performing, only the countries that were performing can vote in the semi-final that they were watching.
Plus they're allocated three from the big five plus the host.
So Spain could vote.
Spain and France and Israel voted. We vote on Thursday. We vote in the good semi-final.
Yeah. So we can make sure that we get the votes across for the places that we want to go and visit.
Yes. Malta, please.
Yes.
So shall we, now that we've analysed the ones that went, should we have a quick whiz through of the ones that have stayed?
Yes. I mean, be warned, there is anger welling up inside me. But yes, I think we should just have a little...
A little sting?
Let's have a little sting. Right. So,
first of all, we had Cyprus.
Yes.
Which was basically Fuego again.
Yep. Fuego Mark II. She had the thigh high.
Oh my God, they were very high.
I don't know how she got in them.
And she had a jacket on to begin with, and they rip it off, and then it became very cabaret.
Yeah. Yes. So I tweeted, if anyone was looking at my random tweets last night, I tweeted, oh, it's Fern Cotton. Because in the postcard, she looked like Fern Cotton. Mm. And I was like, ah, and then she came out.
Like Madonna.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, if anyone's just seen that, they're going to think that I'm crazy. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Wet her hair and she looks like Madonna. Dry hair, Fern Cotton.
Yeah. So, yeah, she does, though. It's the makeup and the hair. And the fact she's in thigh-high PVC boots or whatever she's in.
Very erotica.
And sort of some Spanish dancers.
Spanish sort of,
the hats.
Anyway, I like the song, but it's cheating because they've just released the same song. Yeah. So I want no part of it.
I want nothing to do with it.
No, not acceptable.
Next Slovenia. One's
bloody Slovenia. Where do we start?
They're just like a... So they're a couple, aren't they? They're together, apparently. Well, I hope they're not brother and sister. Then it's like... What was that band, that duo over here? Called Same Difference. Oh, and they were brother and sister.
And it's so, just like, oh, Same Difference doesn't even make sense.
Yeah. So it feels like that, but I think that they are lovers.
Yeah, like Gemini.
Yeah. But they, oh, God. But they spent the whole time staring at each other. So she looked fucking bored out of her mind.
Bored shitless. And he, like, was sort of, like, rocking backwards and forwards. And when it was a close shot, so you just sort of saw him from the waist up, like, it looked like he was thrusting. Oh. It was very awkward.
It was just awful.
And then he would, like, grab her randomly, like, near her boobs and stuff.
And, like, fake playing a guitar and then pressing some keys on a keyboard.
Which I'm sure did nothing.
But what did he do? What else was he there for?
He didn't sing a note. And he wasn't playing the guitar. So what was the point of him other than to, like, be weird and gross us out? Also, P.S., the song was boring.
Yeah. He's quite sort of controlling. Maybe she would have busted out if he wasn't there. And so he had to be there to go, calm the fuck down. You've got to keep this real chill.
Yeah.
I was going to say motorboating, but that's something else. Showboating. No showboating. Okay, yeah. So who else we've got?
We'll rant about that more on Saturday.
When we see them.
The Czech Republic went through with their colourful jumpers and their lovely talking. Yeah. She was my neighbour.
When she was 13?
Yeah.
But then he did,
But then he chickened out and he sang it the second time. Commit
to it.
But I mean, it's a nice enough song. And I love and hate the talking.
This is the one that stays in my head. I didn't like what the presenters did, though.
The presenters?
A friend of a friend.
Yeah, it does, actually. Friend of a friend does get stuck.
Like, she just kept going. But, that's the one that I sort of sing. But I think it's also because it's a little bit reminiscent of... Sweden last year.
Oh, yeah. There's
something about it.
So, yes, that could do well.
Yeah.
Even though it's weird. next, we have Belarus. They have Britney representing them.
Oh, yes.
More boots.
Yeah.
All the boots went through. All the man buns didn't.
Yeah. Wow. 2019.
Yep. she was, considering it's quite a hyperactive performance, it was a good vocal from her.
Yeah.
The song was fine. It was good. It was all right. I mean, mid-table.
Standout. Yeah, I didn't really. I don't really remember.
It's one of those ones where the song is fine, but the performance of it was better than you would expect.
Yes.
So I think that's why it went through.
That's why it went through. Surprised.
Serbia, I mean, I've never seen Game of Thrones, but I imagine that's what people look like.
Yeah, pretty much. That is what they look like. But I was hoping she was going to do like a Bugs Fizz reveal.
And rip a bit of skirt off.
Yeah, but no.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a power ballad. They tend not to win, but she did it well. And she's gotten to the final. Good for her.
Yeah.
And then next, we have Australia.
So I would... Oh, no.
Yeah.
Got Greece.
I'm skipping at the same time. Oh. And I'm messing it up.
Oh.
But next is Australia. Okay.
I get you.
Listening to Australia's song, I was like, meh, it's okay. I mean, Popra doesn't tend... There's always a Popra song in Eurovision, and it doesn't tend to do very well. But combining it with the performance...
And we did, and you called the flying thing. She had flying. They were all on big sticks. She had a massive crown.
Can I just say, look at her. She looks like Glinda.
Yeah.
It's called Zero Gravity.
Yeah.
This is the response to Defying Gravity.
Yeah.
Scott Mills is going on Frozen the Musical. No, mate.
It's wicked. Moron.
Oh, Iceland.
This is controversial. I mean,
I'm a fan of Poppy Play, just like everybody else.
Just like everybody else. It was what I didn't... I'll tell you what I didn't like about... Well, there was lots that I didn't like about it. But it was... I loved the fact that they were just zero fucks. And they were just... This is what we're doing. We are basically in an S&M club. If that's what they're called now. Don't think they are. And they just didn't care. But what annoyed me was when they got through... They're just pretending to be all
too cool for school.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate that shit.
It's like, no.
Come on, mate. It's Eurovision. You had a key change in your song. You're not too cool for school.
And it sort of weirded me out a little bit, but not as much as the. Okay.
I have an opinion that I'm going to share.
Yeah.
And I don't know. We might cut it out of the podcast.
Do you leave a gap just in case.
Okay. I'll set you up. So Icelandic. To the untrained ear, doesn't sound that dissimilar from German. So in the verses, it's just someone screaming a language that sounds like German.
Yeah.
It was a bit Hitler-y.
But in leather.
It was like bondage Hitler.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Literally like something from the producers.
Which is quite controversial in Israel.
Right.
But it got through.
I don't know. It might not get through in this podcast as an opinion. I mean, I'm not... Obviously, I'm not condoning Hitler. Awful person. But that was what it was evocative of for me. And then, just as you're trying to get your head around that, there's a guy in a gimp mask walking around on all fours like a puppy.
Yeah, yeah. He really was being led around.
Out there. Anyway, moving on... Other songs that have made it through to the final include... Oh, next is Estonia, Chesney Hawkes.
Yeah, he did. He looks like Chesney Hawkes.
He cannot sing for Toffee. Also, top tip for Saturday night when you watch it again, it starts, he's got a guitar. The guitar disappears into thin air and then reappears.
Yeah.
I do not know how they did it.
I don't. That's
I honestly cannot tell you how they've done it.
That's why people voted it through, because they wanted to see it again.
I can guess how it went away, and I was like, well, that wasn't subtle. But when it comes back, honestly, I don't know how they've done it.
And I didn't like the bit where he was in the storm.
Ugh.
Like, that just looks shit.
Mainly because he can't sing at the same time.
Yeah.
I mean, the vocal was awful.
It was... Yeah.
Greece made it through.
I actually really liked Greece.
I did. And also... I liked Fame Academy,
yes.
And I'm so pleased that David Sneddon is still writing music. P.S. Dave, love this.
Yeah, I did really... You've got fencing, you've got fencing semaphore in it. Baby doll dresses, you've got some... it becomes a flower, the staging of it.
Baby doll singers do snow angels.
Yes,
yeah. We know David Sneddon can write a cracking song, and he's done it again. I am a big fan of this, and I'm happy to go to Greece.
Yeah. Yes. Same. Hard same. There was a lot to like about it.
Yeah. Big fan of that. Watch out for that one.
Yeah.
And lastly, it's San Marino.
I actually quite like that this went through. It was, I mean,
he couldn't sing. He'd created his own harmony because the discordant harmony. The note that he was singing was not the note that he sang on the album version, but also the note that went with anything in the song.
I mean, and it was like consistent for 3 minutes. Yeah. He was like a semitone out with everything and everyone on stage.
Yeah.
That is talent to be able to hold that.
Yeah.
To not even like accidentally wander into tune.
Oops. But he was having the time of his life.
He was. And I mean, if I was dancing with, you know, two fit guys in short suits, I'd be having fun too.
Yeah.
Backed up vocally by Suri, who has this amazing, there's a bit just before the second chorus, I think, like to lead into it. She goes like a la, 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 but it's really exposed. And also the volume is quite down on her. So it sounds like a mistake. It's really funny. It's like la, 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 na, na, na.
Now.
Watch out for that.
Oh dear.
So yeah, that is our thoughts on The Good, the Bad and Slovenia.
Yeah.
We talk about Dana International. Oh, yes. I mean, we have already, but some more. When I see your face, there's not a thing that I would change. 'Cause you're amazing.
Cute.
Yeah, it was nice. Love is love is love is love.
Is love is love.
So is love. I did tweet that there will be certain politicians that didn't like that.
No.
All these European songs and then men kissing.
Ugh.
Yuck.
And old people. Oh no, they'd like them.
A transsexual performer.
Just God. Ticking all the diversity boxes. Political correctness gone mad.
Classic loony left BBC shoving it down our throats.
I wish. Oh, but yeah, that was cute.
Yay. I think Dana will be performing again. I particularly enjoyed, I don't know if I've said this already in this podcast, but that she's late to stage.
I don't think
evocative
you have.
Of 1998.
Yeah, yeah.
So in 1998, I don't know if you remember, but she won. And then she decided, great, I'm going to change. So Terry Wogan had to vamp for 20 minutes.
Yeah, until they couldn't find her.
Out. So I thought it was particularly appropriate that this performance started in the dressing room.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was done on purpose.
I hope that it was, because that's hilarious. And that shows forethought.
Yes.
And
an ability to laugh at yourself.
Yes.
But honestly, how does she look younger?
I know. I really don't know. She has got like cheap man's Botox where it's like you get a fringe. You'll notice people getting fringes.
Yeah. It's probably better for you than putting rat poison in your forehead.
Oh, yeah. Probably, yeah.
Maybe.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I'm dangerously close to needing a fringe. but at the moment, I'm just convincing myself it's character work.
Yeah.
I need to look older. I'm between the ages. I need to look like a wizened old bag and then I'll get more work. Apparently.
Or you could just fringe it up and go down.
Go down, become an ingenue again.
Yeah.
With this ass, I don't think so. I love Dana International. And I liked the song, Little Bruno Mars.
Yeah.
Little Bruno. Also, we should add about the people that sang. I know we've mentioned it briefly about Spain. I want that calendar.
Is that calendar? Is that available to buy?
I don't know whether it's just a picture.
I thought it was just a picture of him with his top off.
He should do a calendar. Do a calendar. Because he's rather unassuming, and then you see his torso.
It's impressive.
Yeah, looks like Patrick Swayze. Anyway.
Musically, I think it's great. I really like the Spanish song. Yeah. I remember hearing it on, I was going to say on CD.
On cassette. And then going back down that road.
And thinking, oh, you know, it's fun, but it's like, it's fast. I don't think that's going to be easy to pull off live. And actually, it sounds great. And he's jumping around all over the place. Great. And it's...
Looks like a lot of fun.
Sounds great. So I think that might be... I don't know who I'm going to vote for on Saturday yet, but it might be Spain.
Mm.
I could go to Spain.
I could definitely go to Spain.
You need to stop being filthy now.
I know. Genuinely, I like Spain.
Next up, we've got Bilal. Is it Bilal? Oh, I hope I got that right. From France.
Yes.
I was, this song is fine, but it didn't stand out for me.
I feel with what we've seen from the song is that they are trying too hard. You know, like Italy last year when they had all the words on the screen.
Of the terrorism and it was all thing. Like, yeah. They were like, we're going to be political. We're going to have a message.
And I feel a little bit like this is one of those things where they've got the backing dancers and the words on the screen. It's all like... diversity and accept me as I am, because that's what the song's about, I think, which fine, but it's like you don't need to ram it down our throats. Like you don't, it's like
I get left. Yeah.
but I get it. I just feel like they're treating they're making the audience stupider than we are.
Yeah, like Netta didn't need like a word war to talk about female empowerment.
Yeah.
She just had a good song.
Yeah.
And, you know, Ellen DeGeneres.
Exactly. And I just feel that it's a little try hard's the wrong thing. But it would be interesting to see the whole.
Yeah. I want the song to be as good as the issue is important.
Yes.
I don't think it is, I'm afraid.
No.
And then, oh man, are we going to cry watching Israel's song? Yeah. Just watching a little clip here of the rehearsal, like, because he tears up at the end. So, oh man, I think that it might it win? Maybe. I think this is a dark horse.
Yeah.
I think it's going to come top five.
It's a beautiful song, and it's got a pyrotechnic shower.
Yeah, I really hope Michael Rice gets one. I've said that from the beginning. Yes. He needs one on the key change.
Yeah.
And I'll be most displeased if that hasn't happened.
Yeah, and the BBC and Austerity EBU and everyone.
Oh, we can't, you know.
Everyone will be getting a strongly worded email if that doesn't happen.
Austerity or schmerity.
I'm looking forward to seeing Israel's song in its entirety.
Yeah, me too.
I do, because it is beautiful. I do like it, and it's beautiful. And so it'd be interesting to see him perform it.
Yeah.
Oh. Emote it. Look at him.
Look at him, tearing up.
Bless him.
Is there anything else that we need to discuss? I don't think there is, because not long after this, they did the results. You know the results. And then the signal went.
Yeah.
So I can't tell you what happened.
Don't know what happened.
I will keep endeavouring to find out, and hopefully we can tell you in the next episode of Don't Play That Song Again.
Yeah. I will find that clip of Strictly Ballroom, and maybe we'll just edit it onto that footage.
Well, we need to...
and then tweet it.
Yeah, so we need to put in... Well, God, there's so many clips. So, and then I'm going to add Jossie from 2 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel like there's something else we said we would add, but I don't remember what it is.
Yeah, well... I can tell you when I edit this.
Yeah.
I can tell you what it is, and we'll make sure it's there.
We will. I hope that you enjoyed semi-final one. I look forward to semi-final two. Just, we forgot to promo ourselves.
Yeah.
We do live tweet during the shows.
Yeah.
So if you are watching semi-final two, whack on Twitter. Make sure you're following at Don't Play The Song. And, you know, we'll try and be hilarious.
Yeah, we do initial them or try to remember them. To initial them.
Yeah, sometimes because, we don't remember. We get too excited and just go, Gina G!
and just tweet it.
Yeah.
But, so you can see which of us is funnier.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Let us know.
I think you won.
Do you think?
Yeah.
I think that's just quantity, not quality.
But you had some corkers that I guffawed at.
Really?
Yeah, I guffawed a couple of times.
Oh.
And pointed.
Your phone.
Yeah.
Tweet.
That is a sure sign that something's funny.
Oh.
So, well,
I thought you
yes.
were funny too. And let's have a funny tweet off.
Okay, let's do it
on Thursday
again.
Night, 8 p.m. BBC Four.
See you there, or just.
Do I just see you around?
Yeah, whatever. Don't care.
Catch you later.
Bye.